I should probably go over this. I'm pondering between different topics I should cover this week. I don't think I want to go into the gory details of the con artist. And, well, I'll tell you, I think what's most interesting is the part where I have become 60% more Taiwanese over the last week, just because I've watched how the Taiwanese dealt with a con artist, and they're not done dealing with him. Well, maybe I should tell you how smart I am versus how smart the con artist is. Because see, you might say, I wouldn't call myself a con man, but trying to con me is like trying to con a con man, maybe worse. I'm smarter than a con man. I'm a reporter. Reporters know the need for evidence. They know how to not get themselves in trouble with what they say. They know how to control their words. Reporters only swear when we want to. Okay, see, common ordinary people will go on the show and they'll talk and you'll have to blip what they say. Reporters don't do that because we're wordsmiths. We're swordsmen with our tongues. We control every syllable that comes out. Sometimes, except for me in the morning when I'm just getting warmed up and I haven't had my coffee yet. But I haven't had coffee for months. I don't have a refrigerator. Can't get any milk. Who drinks coffee without milk? I suppose I could make espresso. But no, I have a problem with water coffee. You know what Americano means? It's Italian for that trash that the silly Americans drink. That's what Americano, calling it Americano, is really all about. That garbage American style. They couldn't figure out a name for it. In Italy, they actually call it l'acqua sporca, which is dirty water. I can't do water coffee. I start sneezing, I start coughing, I start shaking. It's like I get the flu and the cold. I have flu and cold symptoms all at the same time if I drink water coffee. I can't do it, but I can do espresso. So, how did I get? Oh yeah, the changes I've gone through. Right. Worse than trying to con a con man, the con man tried to con a reporter, and. Like, follow this. This is how dumb this idiot is. He wanted to help me. So he took out a lease from an apartment owned by my friend and then subleased it to me. And then got angry and controlling and tried to cancel the lease and saying that I was going to get out. It's like, hold on, the apartment, the building is owned by my friend. My friend's not going to evict me. In fact, my friend was going to let me live here free, and he ended up paying my friend money. And more than that, the friend is furious because they actually needed money in order to pay for their house. The only reason they let me live there free is because they didn't have anybody at the time. But when he signed for a year, the friend stopped the marketing and the advertising to try to find someone. And then this con artist just cancels and runs away. So now some of the locals have found out about this, including the locals who know gangsters. So if that con artist shows his face again, he could be in physical danger because the locals are all angry that he hurt my friend. But, you know, I mean, like, it's. And I'm perfectly fine. I go back. This is a very, very fascinating thing. This is a thing that Christian preachers often say. The Lord will throw you a party and he'll make the devil want to pay for it. You know, like they'll say he'll make the devil pay for it. He'll make the devil want to pay for it. And he did that. And so it's like, it will goes back to Jacob and Laban. Like, I think at one point Jacob said, for 20 years, my uncle Laban oppressed me and tried to keep me as a slave, but the Lord never let him actually harm me. And when Jacob left, he made out like a bandit. He walked away with servants and wives and lots of great animals and a whole trophy collection of little household gods, which means gold and silver. So, you know, like he cleaned out. When the Israelites left Egypt, the Egyptians loved them and gave them all their gold. Here, have gold for the journey. We love you. You know, our Pharaoh's an idiot. He, like, that's what the local Egyptians did. The Egyptian people have always been friendly. They welcomed Abraham. They welcomed, they loved Israel when they left. They welcomed Joseph and they loved him. And Jesus, they welcomed Jesus when he was young. Egypt has, I do believe the prophet Jeremiah went to live in Egypt during the Babylonian exile. The exiles went off to Babylon, but then there was a remnant that didn't go off, but they stayed and then later went to Egypt. So Egypt has actually been a very friendly country, and sometimes in the Bible it looks bad, but it's very, very, like, I'm watching how the locals are dealing with this. And in some ways, it's making me think a little bit more like a gangster. And it's not so much stab your friend in the back as it is just, you know, well, what do we say in League of Legends, going in KS, you know, kill steal? You know, your team is attacking, you know, the enemy in the game. And then, you know, one guy hits him and his health, his HP goes way down and he's like half HP. And then someone else throws the little magical thing or whatever thing on him so he can't move. And so now he can't defend himself from moving. So you can just keep attacking him. And then like he gets down to where like his health is like 5%. And so I'll just walk in and hit the smite button and boom, takes away 10% of his health. He only got 5%. And then I get the kill. And that's called kill stealing. And it's KS. And so it's like KSing is kind of bad. But actually, it's kind of gangsta, you know. It's that's like, that's pretty cool, though. Well, it's like you kind of want. It's like friendly rivalry. You kind of want to be angry at your teammates for KSing because that still helps the team. And if you've got someone on your team that's getting fat, as they say, that you know he's getting, you know, strong and stuff, then your team is gonna be more likely to win. So it's like, you know, let's argue. I want his arm. No, I do. Give me his arm. You know, it's like, well, who cares about him? That's right. And when there's an enemy that's genuinely out to do you harm, don't have compassion. Do not have compassion on the alligator that wants to eat you. Kill him. This isn't hard. If you're fighting against a human, of course, you don't want to have murder on your mind. But Don't be afraid to make money off of a guy trying to con you. And there's something to that. Hold on. I'm having a Marco Rubio moment. Now I've got the water bottle and I drink through the straw. Hey, do gym water bottles in America have straws? All over Taiwan, they've got straws in their water bottles. It's like the straw is the new, like there used to be straws in the 80s. In your bottled drinks, and then they just kind of got rid of them. You just sip out, and now they got straws in the water bottles. So it's kind of disappointing because you can't hear me drinking. I can't really milk it. It kind of ruins the Rubio moment. So maybe I should take the straw out and go Western, but that wouldn't be very Taiwanese of me. I don't know. Like, but this past week, just looking at how the Taiwanese are all like, he's an idiot, and they just super calm. And no one cares about anything. They just don't care. And they just walk away and they just all hate him. And if the con artist provokes enough people, I don't know how it's going to go down. They could have a mob beating. I've never seen anyone mob attack and assault someone. But if the guy did something illegal, like if he tried to touch someone who didn't want to be touched, or if he tried to take something, he might get sent to the, he might get vegetated. Like they might go after him in self-defense and say like, we're going to stop you and we're not going to let you, like in a way that the government would say, nope, that's self-defense. And the guy doesn't have a case. I don't know where it's going to go, but the thing, it's helped clear my thinking on so many things. Watching the Taiwanese handle the con artist.